Yeah, let's just remember where we are here. On Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, Mamish, the last line. And the Gemara brought down the following case. Machlif Para B'chamor. Ruvain had a Para and Shimon had a Chamor. And they want to switch. And the Chamor is not here. So Shimon pulls Mishreish Mishicha on the Para of Ruvain. And at that moment, Ruvain owns the Chamor. Now they go to get the Chamor and it's dead. So Ruvain says that it died before you made Mashiach on my Para, and therefore there was never a Mashiach. There was no Kinyan, because you can't make a Kinyan on a dead Chamor. I was interested in getting a live Chamor. So your Kinyan is nothing, and therefore it was your Chamor that died. And Shimon says, no, my chamor was alive when I made the Mashiach on your Para, and your chamor died. So we don't know when the chamor died or whatever. So the halacha is, right? The halacha is that the al bal hachamor lahavi raya shoya chamor kain b'shas Mashiach's Para. That's what Shmuel said. Rabbi Yehuda said in Shmuel that the raya has to be on the shoulders of the bal hachamor. Right. Now the shail over here is, why don't we say a motzi mechayev raya? I already made a kinyan on the Para. Right, so I'm holding the Para. You want to take the Para away from me, right? So prove that that the Chamor was dead. Why is this the opposite? Why is it that the Bala Chamor has to bring a raya that the Chamor was alive when he made the kinyan? Otherwise, he has to give back the Para. Right? Why don't we say Amotzi? So here, the major idea is that since the suffix is in the actual kinyan, right? So you can't make me a muchzik. Here, Adarava, I know for sure that Ruvain owned that Para, right? Shaila is now, did I ever make a Kinyan on it or not? Because if the Chamor was dead, there was no Kinyan. So you can't make me now a Muchzuk, because my whole Chazaka is in question. So therefore, here we don't say a Motzim Chazaraya, and the onus of proof is on the Baal HaChamor to prove that his Chamor was still alive when he made the Kinyan. Okay, there's many other... A lot of Torah over here, nicer, but that's the simplest idea. Okay, see Rashi. Moshech bala chamor es hapara, v'hachamor hoye bebeis bailov, and the chamor was not here. It was in Shimon's house. Usnam bekedushin, kol anasa domim ve'acher, kivin she'os she'zoch hazeh, she'moshech echad mehem, mischayiv chaver, ba'omtsin chalipin b'chol mokum she'en. That's in, you know, chalipin, that when this one makes a kinyan on this, the other one belongs to the other one automatically. Ad shemes hachamor, ze omer ad shalom mishachtes porosi mes chamorcha v'lecha mes, ze omer shemishamachta mes ukvar konihu lecha. Each one says the chamor died when it's advantageous to him. The one who made the kinyan on the Para, right, says my chamor was still alive at the time. And the one who was supposed to get the chamor said, no, it died before you made the kinyan. The Tana Tome Kala. Tana de Masnis and the Ayri be Mume Kala Messiahli. And one of the cases of Kala with Mumim is a support to this idea that the Raya is on the Baal HaChamor and not on the Baal HaPara. So Mara says, Hai Kala. And that's what we're up to now. Hai Kala. Which case of Kala? Ilema Kala Beves Aviha. Right? Let's take the case slowly. It's very confusing if you don't, so let's do it slowly. Kala v'esavia is the following case. The chosin made a t'nai that he doesn't want a woman with mumim. And then, when he marries her, he finds she has mumim. So now, the question is like this. If she's still v'esavia, okay, and we found that she has mumim, after the erison, he made erison, and she's still in her father's house. He hasn't yet made the nisuin. Okay, so the halacha is that we assume that the mumim were there from before, and the father has to bring a raya to what's it called to get the ksuba. Right. If the father can't bring a raya, then she loses her ksuba. He can divorce her, he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. It's al ha'av. Okay. So Mara says, so let's see, is that the same case as over here? Here, the, what's it called, the baal ha'chamor is going to have to prove that his chamor was alive, otherwise he has to give back the para. Okay? Over there, the father has to prove that the mumim were there after the erusin, otherwise he doesn't collect the ksuba. Not the same thing. Here, the guy, what's it called, is giving back the para, and here he's collecting the ksuba, which he doesn't have altogether. Here he's being machzik what he has in his hand. Here he's having to bring a raya to get something that he doesn't have. Let's see Rashi. Hi Kala. Ile makala babesoviha reisha de masnisa. If which case of Kala supports this case of machli para v'chamor. Reisha de masnisa shibol din ba'oda arusa. They came to din while she's still arusa. They found the mumim while she was in arusa, after the erusin. The shaila was, if the mumim were there before the erusin, then it's what's it called, a mekach tos, and she doesn't get her ksuba. If the mumim came only after the erusin, then tough luck. It's your problem. The husband, she was already married, and she didn't have mumim when he married her, and therefore she gets her ksuba. Right? Shabob ledin ba'odo arusa, diktoni ha'av tzorech lovei rai. So the father has to bring the proof whether the mumim were there before the erusin, and she doesn't have a ksuba, or he has to bring, he wants to bring proof that the mumim didn't show up until after the erusin. Yeah, the svira lei v'shmuel k'Rabbi Elazar demoki lo betrei tanoi, right? And we're going now according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that the Mishnah is going like two different tanoi. The reisha is Rabbi Yeshua and the seif is Rabbi Gamliel, and the truth is that in both cases both of them hold the same thing, what they would hold. In other words, the one who holds in the reisha, the father has to bring a raya, and the seif would also hold the father has to bring a raya. And the one who holds in the sefer that the husband has to bring the raya, and the reisha also would have the husband bring a raya. No difference whether she's beveis avi or beveis baila. The difference is whether we go after the cheskas haguf or not. Okay. Vafilu nichnasu lechupa isle latana dereisha shahav tzorech lehavi raya. And therefore, even in the case where she was already nichnasu lechupa and she's bershus baila, it's still the father who has to bring the raya. Okay, the afal pi shelo nolad sofik brishus. So even though the sofik didn't come in his rishus, it came. We only found the mumim in the baal's rishus. Alma eino gova mum misofik. He doesn't collect a ksuba misofik. Okay, that's the shaila. In other words, since he's trying to collect the ksuba, so he can't get it unless he brings proof that it's that's coming to him. Hamotzim nechaver of araya. The high nami lo yachzik beporis chaveru misofik. The afalgav shasofik b'shus chaveru nolad sharik farnasis meshicha. Even though the sofik happened in the rishus of the other guy, because l'maisa I already made the meshicha, still the balach hamor is going to have to bring the raya in order to keep his para. Okay, so Mara says midami. It's not the same case. Hasam dinhu hasam maisi av raya umapik. Over there, the father has to bring a raya in order to be motzi the ksuba. See, his raya is to take away what is not his. In other words, what's not right now in his rishus, he wants to be a motzi from the baal. Hocha maisi baal chamor rayu mokin. But over here, the baal chamor is going to bring a raya to hold on to the para, not to have it give it back. He's not taking the para, he's holding on to the para. This is not the same case. Rashi midami hasam dinhu shetzorech lahavi raya sharihu hamotzi mechaveru. He wants to take the ksuba from the baal. Hamotzi mechaveru v'raya. So the father has to bring the raya. Hilkach maisi raya umapik mamona umisham atabola lilmod ezeh shemuzik bepara zu v'omed v'ata omer naisi raya v'noki mamon shemiyodom. Over here, why is the raya that over here I could say that the baal ha-chamor is a muchzik? Because he's holding on to the para. Right? Even though in the end we say that he's really not a muchzik because the whole sofik is in the kinyan, but lemaisa, you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah, The Mishnah is a clear case of a motzim rechad v'raya. And since Rabbi Yeshua holds that we don't go after the cheskas haguf to say that Shivari was not a balas mum when she was born, so she probably became a balas mum after the fact, we don't say that. And we say that the muzik is stronger than that, than the cheskas haguf. So then that case is because the baal is muzik, and the cheskas haguf is not strong enough to go against it. What raya is that? If the guy's holding on to the para, and now he has to bring a raya in order to remain holding on to it, maybe not. Maybe the baal para should bring a raya that the chamor died first in order to get his para back. So here you have to bring a raya to be machzik the thing in your hand. Why is that a raya from the Mishnah, where there you have to bring the raya to take the thing away? Mora says, okay, so that can't be the case. Omar Rabba Abba, Kala Babesh Chamiya. No, it's the other case. Kala Babesh Chamiya. The Kala who's already in the hands of the husband. And it's from the Sefer. We'll see in one second. There it says the Baal has to bring the Raya. When? After the Nisuin. And we said the Gamliel Omer. Then we said that goes according to Rav Gamliel, who holds that the Cheskas Haguf is stronger than the Cheskas Mamon. So she has a Chazaka that she didn't have Mumim when she got married. He has the Chazaka on the Ksuba. The Cheskas Haguf wins out. Okay. And Upalig Nami Beresha. And Rabbi Gamliel would argue, even in the ratio, was she still the Beis Aviyah? That makes no difference where she is. The Shaila is only, is the Cheskas Haguf stronger than the Cheskas Mamon or not? Afilu nimtzu Beis Aviyah. Delo nolet sofik brishusei, nome alaba lohavi raya. Rabbi Gamliel always holds the husband has to bring the raya, lafkia koach subasa, in order to not have to pay the ksuba. V'raya zu lo lahotzihi, el lahatzi, v'tzorech la'aviyah. The husband brings a raya to hold on to his money, not to have to pay it. So it's a raya lahagzi, just like the case of Parah v'chamor. The afzeh koshiken shiyovi raya lahagzi k'shari b'shal acherim bo lahagzi. Here he wants to be mahzik a parah upon somebody else. Here the husband wants to be mahzik in what he has, his own money. So if he has to bring a raya to be mahzik in his own money, surely in the case of the Parah v'chamor, the guy has to bring a raya to be mahzik in somebody else's part. Right? So the raya would be to be mahzik the thing that you have. So it's similar. Shmura says no. Vakati lo domi. Still not right. It's not similar. Why? Hosam bal maisi raya umorile lechazoki da'av. When the husband brings a raya, what is he doing? He's taking away from the chazoka of the father. He's saying that the chazak of the father, meaning the chazak of the woman, that she was not a balas mum when she was born. So we assume the mumim came after the erusin. So the husband is after being raya, edim, that saw those mumim before the erusin. So that raya will take away from the cheskas haguf. He has to bring a raya to break the chazaka. What wins this case? The cheskas haguf. Even though he's the muhzik on the mama. So he's going to have to bring a raya to take away the cheskas haguf, meaning to bring Eidim that she had the mumim before the erusin. That breaks the chazaka. The chazaka tells us she didn't have the mumim before erusin. His Eidim say that she did. So he's breaking that chazaka in order to hold on to what he has. Hacha balachamor maishi raya umokim chazake biyode. But over here, the balachamor is not going against the chazaka. He's not going to have to bring a raya to support the chazaka, meaning what? The chamor had a cheskas chayim. Okay, so we should say it died at the latest possible time. Okay, still we don't say that. We don't go after the cheskas chayim of the chamor. We say that even though he wants to hold on to this para, right, and the chazaka supports it, he still has to bring a raya to strengthen that chazaka. We don't say that, well, the animal had a cheskas chayim, so probably died at the latest time, so when you were Moshech the para, it probably was still alive, and it's your para. No, we say he has to bring a raya to hold on to the para, and to what's it called, support the fact that the chazaka is a good chazaka. Not to go against the other guy's chazaka. There is no other chazaka. He has to bring a raya to strengthen his chazaka in order to hold on. It's not the same case. Over there, the Baal has to bring a raya to go against the chazaka of the husband, of the father. But over here, there is no chazaka against him. There's a chazaka for him. Yet he has to bring a raya to support that chazaka. It's not the same case. Rashi. Vakati lo domi. Hosam dinhu sheet storich l'raya mishum decheska saguf miyape koachav. Why does the father bring up a raya? Because the father has a chazaka to support him, that the girl was born without mumim, cheska saguf. So the husband has to bring a raya to break that chazaka, to go against the raya against him, and then he can hold on to his money. V'yesh lomer hamiden al cheskosa hilkach baal maisi raya sha'ad shelo tisori sayu ba umara lo la chazaka. Therefore, he has to bring edim that saw the mumim before the erusin. But over here, the chazaka is on the side of the bala chamor, that I made this mashiach when my chamor was alive, because my chamor had a cheskes chayim. It was born alive, wasn't dead, right? So the child is, when did it die? Died at the latest possible time. So I assume that when I made the mashiach, the chamor was still alive. Still, the bala chamor is the one who has to bring the raya to hold on to the parah. So it's not like the Mishnah. Av chazok cheches aguf miyapes kocho. Here, the chazok supports the claim of the balach hamor. Shekish tomar hamed esach hamor b'shas mashiach al cheskos v'akodemes b'cheskos chay tamidenu uvershus balach parames v'loma atom asrich orayi. What are you doing orayi for? Here, the chazok supports him. Let the chazok win. Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, back in the Gemara. Kala bebeisavia ula kedushin. Right, it's not talking about the ksuba. The shaila is now, there's two shailas here. One there is, she gets divorced. And does she get a ksuba or not? There the father is being motzi from the baal. But there's another thing. The guy gave her a ring. Okay? So now, can the father keep the ring? I mean, the woman keep the ring? Or she has to give it back, right? If the kedushin's no kedushin, so then he has to give back the ring. If the kedushin's a kedushin, then he can keep the ring. So we're not, the shaila is not so much does he collect the ksuba, the shaila is, can he keep the ring? So he's motzi. So now it's kala b'beis aviha ula kedushin. Rashi. Omer of Nachmar Yitzchak, kala b'beis aviha ula kedushin. Resha de masnis and siyasi. The resha supports this case. Why? We're saying now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that the Rai is on the father, that the Mumim were there only after the Erisin. Okay? According to Rabbi Yeshua. Afopi Shecheskas Guf Etzlo, even though he has a Cheskas Aguf to support him, but Rabbi Yeshua holds we don't go after the Cheskas Aguf, we go after the Cheskas Mama. Ukirbalezer, the Om Rabbi Yeshua he. And it goes like Rabbi Yeshua says, this goes to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds Cheskas Mammon is stronger than Cheskas Aguf. Uva Seifa Nomi Palik. And Rabbi Yeshua argues even on the Seifa. Even when she's already in the Sua, it's the father who has to bring the right. Lahatul Raya La'av. The Afopi Shalom Nolid Sofik Bashus. So even though the Sofik didn't come in the Rishus of the father. So we came in the Rishus of the Baal. With the Kashiloch, Ahi Raya Lahotzihi. That's what's it called, Raya Lahotzi. You want to take the Ksuba away from the father has to bring a Raya to be Motzi. But here, the Balachamor has to bring a Raya to hold the Parah. That's what we asked before. No. Haraya Tzrichalo, Afla Akivlo Akidushin should be Yodo. Aside from collecting the Ksuba, he also has something else he has to prove. If she wasn't married, he has to give back the ring. If she was married, he didn't keep the ring. So the raya also not only applies to collecting the ksuba, which is lahotzi, it's even lahachzi. The same, that's the same case as the para. To hold on to the ring is the same case as the para. Should be yodo. Shim lo yovi raya yachzirin. If you can't bring a raya that the mumim came after the erison, he's going to have to give back the ring. The zula lahachzi ki be yodo. He wants to hold on to the ring. Same like this guy wants to hold on to the para. The lo tema. And don't say, Aliba the man the Omar Kedushin Lavla Tibuyin Nitnu. Right, so Shaila, whether, what's it called, a guy married a woman and then he died. So the woman had to give back the ring. We assume that he only gave her a ring because he eventually wanted to marry her. The guy's dead now, so he can't marry her. We make the nisuin. So we assume that he didn't want to give her the ring. If he would have known he's going to die, he wouldn't have given him the ring. So the ring goes back to the yorshim, right? That's called, what's it called? Man the Omru holds Kedushin Lavla Tibuin. So that you have to give back the ring. And the Man the Omru says Kedushin Latibuin means once he gave the ring, he gave it. And he wasn't thinking about what's going to be after that. He made Eris, and you keep the ring. That's a machlokas. Whether, if the guy dies after the Erisin, for the suin, you have to give back the ring or not. That's a machlokas of Kedushin Latibuin. Tibuin means that it's lost, or Lav Latibuin is not lost. Okay. Even the one who says that he can keep the ring, normally, if the guy died. That's what's it called, honey, mile kedushe vade. That's when there was a vade kedushin, except something happened afterwards that they never was in the suit, like the guy died. Aval kedushe tos, imaisi raya in, lo maisi, ilo, lo. But by kedushe tos, where there was never, where Shaila was there ever a kedushin? Yeah, we surely don't say he can keep the ring. Right? Because if the mumim came before the erison, there was never a kedushin. So I gave you the ring, betos. So why do you have to give it back? Everybody holds you have to give it back in that case. So therefore, that's the shaila, right? The father will have to bring a raya, not only to collect the ksuba, he'll also have to bring a raya to hold on to the ring that he has. So that, the holding on to the ring, is the case of kala, according to Rabbi Yeshua. There's a cheskas mamom, right? And the what's it called, the balapara, is going to have to, the Bala Chamor is going to bring a raya that he can hold on to the para and not give it back, just like the father is going to have to bring a raya to hold on to the ring and not to give it back. Okay. The low tema, Hoda Amino Sharaya Tzricha Afla Akivlo Akadushin Shabiyado, Aliba the Mandyomer Kadushin Lavla Tibuin Nitnu, Stam Kadushin Lavla Tibuin Nitnu. Right, Stam Kedushin, the guy doesn't lose the ring if something happens that prevents him from finishing off the marriage. Shin Mesa Chosin Akedushin Chosin, that if the Chosin died, the ring goes back. Hilka Chocha Ki Havi Kedushin Sofik Ein Kocha Yofa Bahen Ritzricha Lahavi Raya. The Hach Plukes above Basra. This Machlokus of Kedushin Litibuins above Basra. The Ikasha Heichem Akminin Sugi De Shmeisa De Shmuel Kareba Lazar. How can you say it goes like like Rebbe Lazar and not like Rav Gamliel, right? When Shmuel himself, we're saying this according to Shmuel, holds halachas like Rav Gamliel. Einochinami. Umaskana mokminin the low omer Shmuel hachi. In the maskana we say Shmuel didn't say this. Dim tomar mimas gikani lahamid sugi zubaloshin zeh, nok mi karov Rashi, say it like, goes like Rav and Rashi, the other pshatim in the Mishnah. Not the pshat of Rebbe Lezer. Yef shalomar. The kashi l'rova Ravashi mas nisan dafka ktani rei shal ha'a v'seifa ha'bao. Shasofik nola b'rshusan. If you learn the Mishnah like Ravashi or like Rava, then this is for sure not like the case of the par and the chamor, because they say it depends where the suffix was nolan kan nimtze kan hayu, and that has nothing to do with the case of the par and chamor. It only can possibly be a connection to the case of par and the chamor if it goes like Rebbe Lezer, the way Rebbe Lezer learns. The ilu Shmuel al mi shelo nolan asuffik b'shuso hitzrich levakish raya. Shmuel holds that it has nothing to do with kan nimtze kan hayu or whatever. So it's only similar if you learn it like what's it called, like Rebbe Lezer. Okay. What? Yeah, I just made up the ring. You could have given her money too. I don't know, whatever. You could have given her a piece of silver. I just said a ring. Yeah, but it's not always the case, because there's chazakas connected too. And here he's not a motzi, the other guy, because the whole suffix is, did I make a kenyan? I'm holding on to the parah, but there's no root.
But the father has the ring, has the money. and the other guy has to prove it, that it shouldn't belong to the
no,
Baal.
But here there's a the Baal has the chazak of the money, the ksuba. The father has the ring. Still, he has to bring a raya, because if there was never a kedushin, he's not really a muchzik on the ring. It was given to him, but he never really got it. It's not really his. So even though he's holding on to it, that doesn't make him a muchzik.